Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Rick Akasak of The Cars. Love the band, but he's bringing something a little different here. An art exhibit, Abstract Reality, at the Wentworth Galleries Friday at Montgomery Mall and Saturday in Tyson's Corner Galleria. Rick, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure, thank you.
So if our listeners show up to this, what exactly are they going to get to do? They get to peruse around and look at your artwork, a little meet and greet, any signings, you know, what can they do here?
I think all three of those things. I think we'll also, you know, we'll all have dinner. We'll all go to a dance. No, just kidding. It'll be, you know, the art will be there, and I guess I'll be there with it.
Awesome. But they will have a chance to come up and shake your hand and all that good
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, most certainly.
Well, that's awesome. See, that's exciting. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
They might go, you're pretty tall, but...
Well, it'll be a pleasant surprise. They'll look up at you.
Yeah.
Let's go into the artwork itself. What sort of pieces are we going to see? I know you do a lot of acrylics on canvas, but I think your main thing is drawing on paper, colored markers. What drew you to that medium and outlet? And, you know, what exactly some of the pieces are we going to see?
Yeah, the markers... It's easy to carry around like books, you know, with you, and I kind of do art wherever I am. You know, it's always just sort of a sideline for me, and so having you know things you can that are portable are fun to draw in, and then sometimes oftentimes I will blow those things up and then you know also add things to them and embellish it like that, you know. So that's one method I use, and I do use markers and I do use pens, usually Japanese pens because of the colors. And I've been doing it for quite a long time, but I never really showed it until now because I don't know. Just maybe it was a good time to do it, and also maybe somebody noticed and said, you know, hey, you should do some shows.
So, nice.
So that's why I'm doing them.
So you just were kind of talking about sort of the medium and the styles. But in terms of, why don't you, since we're radio, try to paint a picture, a mental picture for us on some of these pieces. I think one of them I saw looked almost like an abstract, almost like a cityscape, kind of like a street.
Yeah.
I guess highlight, like, you know, two or three of them for visually for the radio.
Yeah. Well, gee, that's a good one.
That's hard. Abstract on the radio, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because sometimes I do abstract stuff, but sometimes for some reason it starts to look like something real, like you just mentioned, that cityscape. And, you know, even though it's a distorted reality, you know, it still starts to look like something that's real. Like, for instance, I couldn't really, if somebody said, why don't you paint a picture of that chair, it would really look much different than the chair. I don't think, you know, I've had that kind of art training, you know, that would allow me to do things that look realistic. And actually, I don't really want to do anything that's realistic.
Right.
So, you know, it is more of abstract. But the creative process is not so different from writing music. You know, it's like you kind of start with a blank page and then, you know, at the end you have something. You know, some of them, it's funny what they turn into. I don't conceive what it's going to be. I just do it a lot. And then some of them I like, and the ones I like I keep, and the ones I don't I throw away.
Just like songs, I'm sure.
But, you know...
You had said I read somewhere that for you, when you sit down with that blank page that you're talking about, that drawing is almost like thinking on paper. You said, explain what you mean by that.
Well, it is thinking on paper. Actually, one example is that I'm drawing right now. I'm drawing now as I'm talking to you.
Really? And what do we got going on?
Well, it's pretty much what you would see. Like, it's just that when I'm thinking or when I'm quiet and I'm, you know, pondering, that's the best time to do art. So that's it. I just don't know when it's going to be, but it's usually just when, you know, I'm sort of meditating on something.
Right, right.
It's the concentration thing. It's really a bit like meditation because, you know, meditation, you're supposed to have a sort of a focus, and this is like what I focus on when I'm probably deep in thought.
That's awesome. Now, yeah. I know you've been sort of creating artwork since you were really young, like a kid. How did you get into it originally?
You know, it's funny. I don't know. I just kind of started drawing, and I don't know why. It's the same reason I don't know why when I was 14 I said, you know, I think I want to write songs. I really don't know why I wanted to do that. But I got a guitar when I was 14, and I started to just try to write songs. I mean, obviously, I didn't have any good ones when I was 14. But I loved music, and I don't know why. My family was not particularly musical. They didn't play instruments or anything. In fact, they probably frowned on it. So it just came to me, and I just felt like, you know, music was something that just I could not ignore, and I wanted to be, you know, part of. So I guess the art is really just a kind of an extension of things, because I did do a lot of photography and a lot of drawings. Actually, I was a draftsman for a while. That's not art, but that's probably got something to do with all the straight lines I use, or, you know, things like that. But
yeah.
You know, so that's it.
Absolutely.
That's kind of the way it goes.
Well, you kind of talked about how when you first started songwriting, you said you didn't think you were any good at it, but you got pretty damn good at it, sir. I must say so myself. Where were you? Do you mind taking me into a couple of the car stuff you wrote? Because you were
sure.
The songwriter. What inspired you? You know, do you remember where you were when you sat down and did Just What I Needed? Because that was the big breakthrough.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I know I wrote it in Boston. That's for sure. I kind of know where I was. I mean, I was in a basement. I know that. And it was before. I think it was once I got everybody in the band together, and decided it was going to be. I think David was the last person to sort of get in the band. That I did a big writing spree, and because it was going to be a new band. And I think it probably came out of that bunch of songs.
Right.
So, and I guess, you know, maybe it was good time. Maybe that was the time when, you know, the songs were maybe finally good enough.
was My Best Friend's Girl was on that same self-titled album,
uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Do you remember what caused you to write that one? Was that an actual love triangle?
You know, I don't think it was. I think it was just an actual thought. You know, I mean, I don't think it was based on, a lot of the songs I write are just from things I see or things I perceive or the things that could be. So I usually don't have, like, a specific thing in mind. It's just a reality that I see. And so I can't remember exactly what Best Friend's Girl was about. I mean, I know what it was about, but I mean, I don't remember exactly when I wrote it. It was definitely in that same batch. You're right.
right. Well, we don't have to go all of them. There's so many. Good Times Roll, Let's Go. I mean, maybe just one more. Shake It Up. Because that kind of really started getting into that new wave thing, incorporating that electronic stuff. The bow, bow. I mean, all of it. But do you remember writing that one? This will be the last one of the songs. And then I'll cut you loose.
Shake It Up, I remember. I remember Shake It Up. I used to think it was my silliest song. But
so you didn't like it for a while?
So many people liked it that I had to keep that I had to do it. So I just kept doing it. But it's kind of a cool little sort of 50 thing.
So it's grown on you a little.
Yeah. So it was okay. I mean, we did call the album that, so.
Awesome. Yeah, well, there you go. But why was that new? I mean, we're talking about how it got started really electronic, new wave, and why was that genre so appealing to you? I mean, why bend music history in that direction? Because you really did.
Well, it's funny. I don't really, that's a good question, because I don't know why the Cars sounded like the Cars. I think it was obviously the combination of the people in the band,
mm-hmm.
But there was no, you know, we weren't like trying to have a sound or sound like anybody else. I think we were pretty locked away in Boston, just playing the club scene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't like, oh, there's this new wave thing going on.
right. It just organically happened, yeah.
Yeah, it just was what the band sounded like. But I do think it was interesting that we you know, kind of approached it with like a keyboard-oriented thing. And I think that the backgrounds, of our backgrounds, you know, the kind of music that we all liked and were influenced by, had a lot to do with it as well.
Gotcha. You know? Well, you've been generous with your time, before we cut you loose, I got to say congrats on the upcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, sir.
That's good. Thank you.
It's going to be a big one. You're going in with, what, Dire Straits, Moody Blues, Bon Jovi, Nina Simone. That's quite a class. How big of an honor is it? Obviously bittersweet a little without, you know, Benjamin Orr passing.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
that would have been nice.
But it's got to, it's got to be, you know.
No, it is a great honor, yes, I have to say. It's nice to be in the crew.
Yeah, I mean, and you never when you're in that point, it's just feathers in the cap. It's like, you know, an accolade like that, I'm sure doesn't say, ah, we finally are validated. You know, you guys are, you know, you're confident all the way. But
yeah.
Just talk about what it's going to be like being on stage and being joining the club.
Well, that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to get there and be part of that whole situation, especially since it's in Cleveland where I used to live. So that'll be quite the honor.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, before that, everyone come check out the Abstract Reality exhibit Friday at Montgomery Mall, Saturday in Tyson's Corner with Rick Akasek. Thanks so much for joining us. Why should our listeners come out? Why should they come?
Why should they come? Because it's fun to see.
There you go. Say no more. Rick Akasek, thanks. You've been great. Appreciate you
calling
in.
All right, wonderful. All right, bye, Jason.